There's a small but growing trend in healthcare, a trend where doctors are paid differently so they can focus on a relationship with their patients and where patients are able to see doctors without worrying about the cost. Rowan Moore Garrity brings you the story.
Payroll's going out early today.
On the first Friday of the month, Mike Hoon leads a staff meeting at Emerald Care, a small nonprofit nursing home in Wapato, Washington. There's one announcement he wants employees to hear every single time.
Julie, infection control?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Has she ever said that before?
Yes.
Keeping a healthy staff is a top priority at a facility with 24/7 care. As copays and deductibles went up over time, Hoon found his staff couldn't afford to use their health insurance when they got sick.
I had staff that were coming to work with colds and flu-like symptoms sometimes, and they weren't going to the doctor because they didn't have the 30 or the 50 bucks to walk in the doctor's office.
A year ago, Emerald Care signed up for Direct Primary Care, or DPC. It's medical care that works like a gym membership. The company pays $75 a month for each employee to get unlimited access to basic services like office visits and writing prescriptions. Employees only use insurance for major illnesses.
It's made access a whole lot easier, and it's got them going to the doctor when they need it.
Erica Bliss is president and CEO of Qliance, one of the oldest DPC providers in the country, with six locations in and around Seattle.
There's a big opportunity here for insurance companies to start designing plans around this that capture the value.
Bliss says that value comes from seeing a doctor whenever you want and appointments that last 30 or 60 minutes instead of 15. That might mean fewer chronic conditions and expensive trips to the hospital. But so far, most insurers don't make provisions for DPC.
You know, when you buy an off-the-shelf plan and you pay for something like Qliance, you're actually double paying for primary care.
That's beginning to change. This year, Qliance partnered with one insurer to offer a plan for individuals on the state healthcare exchange. The bigger change is coming from employers with the muscle to design custom plans. Erica Bliss.
Anywhere from 500 to, you know, hundreds of thousands of employees. Those employers tend to be what's called self-insured.
That means they pay the claims themselves.
So whatever savings accrue to the plan, that's theirs. That's money that goes to their bottom line.
For Qliance's institutional customers, Bliss says the savings have been in the neighborhood of 20%. Expedia uses Qliance for the 2,500 employees at its Seattle headquarters. But Arnold Milstein says DPC providers are still too small to appeal to companies that are more spread out.
It is very difficult to have a different solution for employee benefits in every single locality.
Milstein directs the Center for Clinical Excellence at Stanford. And as DPC does become more common, he expects the model will bring uneven results.
My guess is that some forms of this will be highly successful at saving money, and some will not only not save money, but cost more money.
In American healthcare, that's business as usual. In Wapato, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.